Your mother used her credit card in order to give you money to fix your car.
Yes.
A daughter speeds away from responsibility.
Did you pay any money back in the first 6 months?
No, Your Honor, because I don't owe her this money.
And there's little concern about mom's limited income.
How did you expect your mother to pay back $1,200 on her credit card?
That was for her to figure out.
And now I know who I'm dealing with.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Candace Cordell is suing her daughter, Danielle Cordell, for a loan for car repairs and a car payment, and for unauthorized use of her credit card.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 563 on the calendar in the matter of Cordell versus Cordell.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Cordell, this is your daughter, and it is your claim that she owes you for a loan that you made to her. And in addition to the loan, that at some point she used a credit card of yours to take care of a tow for her car, and you want that money as well. Your daughter says that the money that you gave to her was a gift. There was never any discussion of returning that money. In addition, she says that the use by her of your credit card was sort of an honest mistake, and you subsequently had the credit company reverse those charges, and she gave you the money. So she's got a counterclaim for the money for the tow. So let's take care of the second part first. Let's take care of the credit card. At some point, you gave your daughter some money, you didn't have the cash, and you used a credit card in order to give her some of the money.
Yes.
And when subsequently a car had to be towed, according to you, the towing company had that credit card on file. You used that credit card for the tow, and it was a mistake. Did you give your mother money for that tow when you realized the mistake?
Yes.
How much money did you give her
for the tow? I gave her a money order for $152.
Okay, so you gave her a money order. Did your daughter give you a money order?
Yes.
For $152 for the tow?
Correct.
Did you subsequently have that charge reversed?
Yes, I told.
So you had that charge reversed because you said that the person wasn't authorized to do that?
Correct.
So that you are $150 on the plus side, because if you had the charge reversed and if your daughter gave you the money, you are on the plus side of $152. We are correct.
Correct.
Because you have a counterclaim for that money back. So on the defendant's side, we now have $152. Now I want you to start to tell me about the loans. When and why did you make the first loan to your daughter?
In June of 2017, I went over to her house to see her and my grandkids, and I asked her if she was working Uber. She said no. And I said, why not? Did you get another job? She said no. She said, my car is broke. She said, it's going to cost over $2,000 to get it fixed. I said, well, Danielle, I'm not going to be able to help you. I said, because, you know, all I got to do is go home and look to see what I have. I said, but I don't think I'm going to be able to help you. And she said, well, I will pay you back. I said, well, I still have to look at the credit card to see, you know, how much I have on it.
How do you support yourself?
I'm a machine operator. I make $10.06 an hour.
So you rely on your credit cards. You don't have much in savings.
No, I don't have much savings, no.
Okay. And you understand that?
Yes.
Great. So your mother used her credit card in order to give you money to fix your car?
Yes.
And how much did she use on her credit card?
I don't know how much the actual charge was on the credit card. I know when we went to Firestone, she swiped her credit card and she signed for it and everything. So I don't know what the actual total.
Ms. Cordell, how much did you put on your credit card to fix your daughter's car?
To fix my daughter's car, it was for $1,252.
Okay. And your daughter was supposed to pay that monthly back to the credit card.
Well, I told her if she paid for the Firestone in 6 months, there would not be any finance charge.
Did you pay any money back to Firestone in the first 6 months?
No, Your Honor, because I don't owe her this money.
Just a second. So the answer is no.
No.
You didn't pay any money back to the credit card. Well, how did you expect your mother on $10 an hour to pay this $1,200 bill?
Well, she pay to get my car fixed. I told her repeatedly.
No. That's not what I asked you. Try to get your head out of yourself. I said, how did you expect your mother, who makes $10 an hour and covers her own bills for herself, How did you expect her to pay back this additional credit card?
Think. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I did not ask her to pay my, I didn't ask her to pay my car fares. I didn't ask her for any of it.
Just let me ask you this question. Did she steal your car out of your driveway?
No.
So let's go a little bit further. If she didn't steal your car out of your driveway because your car wasn't running, how did your car get to wherever you took it to have it fixed?
Because when we had spoken
on the phone. No, when we had spoken. I want to know how it got there. Did you pull it? You drove it.
I drove it to Firestone and met her there.
Just a second. You drove it.
Right.
So if you drove it there, what did you drive it there for?
For it to get fixed.
And you couldn't afford to get it fixed. And you know that your mother is an hourly employee. My question comes back to, how old are you?
I'll be 43 this year.
As a 43-year-old person with children, what I'm asking you is, how did you expect your mother to pay back $1,200 on her credit card?
That was for her to figure out.
And now I know who I'm dealing with. Great. So $1,252 less $152 is $1,100. So your counterclaim is dismissed. Now, there was a second loan, correct?
Yes.
For what?
Well, I called her, asked her, do you know where's this money? She told her she didn't have it. She already just got another job. So I said, well, what about your car? She said, well, she made up some thing with, I guess, the car dealer or whatever. She was going to pay this amount here and two more car payments here. And I says, well, did you get to do any of that? And she said, no. I said, because you're going to end up losing your car. I said, no, if you want to pay me back, I can loan you $360 for one car payment. But that's all I can do.
What month?
That was December of 2017.
Okay. And she hadn't paid anything on the credit card from June to December, correct?
Right.
Well, then I'm not considering December. Because fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Do you understand?
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Okay, so far she owes you $1,100.
I don't feel like I owe her any.
I don't owe her anything because I didn't ask her. I actually don't care what you feel. You're 43 years old, you have children. You have an elderly mother who still works to support herself. Take care of your business, your children. You made them, you enjoyed making them. You look as if you enjoy taking care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Your mother's not asking you to take care of her. But if she uses a credit card, not savings, to help you out, and she has to pay back that credit card, that's your responsibility.
But when I tell her repeatedly...
Got it, girl? $1,100, judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Your Honor,
we are done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I expected her to honor what she said. She said she was going to pay me back.
I didn't owe her this money. I repeatedly told her no, that I did not want, you know, her help and everything, and she still kept insisting.
Because her car would have never been at Firestone if she never said she was going to pay me back.
No, she decided to yell and holler at me and call me names like she always does, and...
I make $10.06 an hour, you know? I'm scrimping and saving to support myself.
I need to grow up, and I need to get my car fixed and realize I have kids to take care of, and I need to work, so therefore it needed to get fixed.
I said, that's it. No more. I am not helping you out.
Thus, she leaves me alone and don't ever contact me or my children again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hall versus Bellinger. Step forward.
Zachary Hall says former friend and business partner, Caleb Bellinger, is withholding property they jointly purchased for their now defunct business. Caleb is countersuing for a car payment, an insurance payment, and slander.
Where do you live, Mr. Hall?
Right now, I just moved back to New Lothrop, Michigan.
Who do you live with?
I moved back in with my parents after I just sold my house.
And how old are you?
20 years old, Your Honor.
And you moved back home because?
Well, I bought the house a little over a year ago. I bought it for the purpose of flipping it for real estate, trying to learn a little bit more about real estate. So for the time being, until I can afford it to go back out and buy another house, my parents are letting me stay with them for a few months.
And you, Mr. Bellinger, who do you live with?
I live with my grandmother in Montrose, Michigan.
And what do you do?
I run my own digital marketing agency for different restaurants in the area.
How old are you?
21 years old.
You two have been friends for a long time, as far as I read in these papers. And the two of you decided to start some sort of a business together. The business didn't work out, and you got all kinds of things intertwined, and now you want me to try to figure it out. Are you thirsty?
Sorry, yes.
I'll wait for you. I'll wait. You okay now?
Yes, ma'am.
Terrific. So why don't you tell me, Mr. Hall, and I want you to try to explain it to me as if I were an idiot in business. I want you to explain this business you and Mr. Bellinger were trying to start together.
Okay. So we were running a digital marketing and social media marketing company.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay. So what we were doing is we were going over to these different businesses throughout the state of Michigan, and we were taking over their online marketing presence. So we were doing, to dumb it down, I guess, a little bit, we were doing Facebook posts, and we were running ads on social media, scaling up the online presence for the niche that we initially were starting with were car dealerships. And so we were getting these car dealerships put in front of the correct audience so that we could sell them more inventory.
And did you need startup money to do that?
No, we did not need any startup money for that.
When did that business start?
That business, it was on, I believe, the 28th of January.
Of 2017?
2018.
2018. Oh, so this was a short-lived business.
Very, very short-lived.
Very, very short business. So we have February, March, which is 8 weeks. Now, would you tell me, Mr. Hall, what kind of trouble that you got into in 8 weeks that brings you here?
Okay, so we split off within our own business, right? I was going after my own clients. He was going after his own clients. Okay, but we still wanted to keep it under the exact same business name, okay?
The business name was?
ZNC Business Solutions. So we split off, and in return, the defendant said that he would release his interest in the two clients that we had remaining at the time, the beginning of March, in exchange.
Okay, just a second. So you tried in February, you each went your own way in getting clients, and by March already, it wasn't working out.
Yes, Your Honor.
And the defendant said to you that you could keep the two clients that you had?
We had four clients total that we signed up from the start.
It was that four car dealerships?
Correct, Your Honor.
So you could keep two and he could keep two?
Well, we had two of them cancel our service.
So then you had two left?
We had two left.
All right, so far this business is going in the wrong direction.
That's exactly what we realized. So the beginning of March, we decided to kind of lock ourselves in the office because we had clients that were canceling us because we didn't offer a good service.
That's all good. It's a great story. So far, we're in March.
Yes.
And you're locked in an office because your two clients left you. You only have two clients left. I want to know why you're here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What else do you want me to resolve?
We bought about $300 in cigars that we also had up in the office.
I don't care. Next!
Okay, he took $100 out of my half of the business money because he blew through all of his side
Next.
Of the business money. And that was really all I am.
That's it. Very good. Now you have a counterclaim. Let's hear about it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
20-year-old Zachary Hall is suing his former friend and business partner, 21-year-old Caleb Bellinger, for the return or value of property they purchased for their now defunct business.
I want to know why you're here.
Your Honor, I'm here today suing in the amount of $593 for half of our business products that we had, which we're going to equate to four tablets total.
Four tablets? And where are the four tablets?
I believe they're at Caleb's grandmother's house. He did tell me that he lost them.
Who purchased the four tablets?
They were purchased on our business account. Three of them were...
Oh, just a second. May I see the cost? So the first thing that you did was you opened up a credit card in the name of the business.
Actually, we did, and it was just under debit cards.
Personal debit cards?
Business debit cards.
I don't know how those things work. What's Vintage Beard, LLC?
Okay, so prior to opening up this business, we ran another business together. So we had already paid for our business LLC at this point, and it wasn't really working out. We weren't doing very well in sales. We were pretty much making enough money to pay for a lunch. But then when we jumped out into the entrepreneur world, we needed to make enough money to make our house and our car payments. So we decided to create this business, and we changed our LLC name from Vintage Beard to ZNC Investments.
And who funded this
car? I did, Your Honor.
Is that correct?
Your Honor, we both funded this business.
Okay. How much did you put in?
With everything included, around $600.
And how much did you put in, sir?
It's hard to say. A lot more than that.
Well, if it's hard to say, what do you want from me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, I give you guys all the credit in the world. You seem like two really intelligent young men, certainly more focused than most 20-year-olds, certainly go-getters and trying new things, unless you're pulling my leg. You know, most 20-year-olds haven't bought themselves a pair of mittens, not only bought and sold a house. So I think that that's absolutely terrific. What I want to know is, what do you want? You want two tablets back?
Well, the defendant claims that he...
No, don't tell me what he claims. You bought four tablets. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And he doesn't have... Listen, look at me. He doesn't have them.
No, Your Honor.
Who has them?
I have three of the tablets, Your Honor.
And where's the fourth?
The fourth a salesman has. We had three salesmen working in our business. I do not have the fourth tablet.
But you have three?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So I have to figure out how we're going to split one of the tablets, because one goes back to him, at least.
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor, also I'd like to counterclaim for slander.
Slander is saying something to someone else that's not true. I don't see someone else here. So
I have proof, Your Honor.
I would love to see admissible proof.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
20-year-old Zachary Hall is suing his former friend and business partner, 21-year-old Caleb Bellinger, for the return or value of property they purchased for their now defunct business.
Who was the salesman with the tablet?
Beardsley.
And you have a phone number for him?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. So he has one.
I spoke to Beardsley 4 days ago on the phone. He does not have the tablet.
Okay, great. Terrific. So we're going to resolve it this way with regard to the tablets. The plaintiff is getting two tablets back. You get in touch with John. Got it? What else do you want me to resolve? Come on.
Okay, we bought about $300 in cigars that we also had up in the office.
I don't care.
Okay, he claims...
Next!
Okay, he took $100 out of my half of the business money because he blew through all of his side
Next.
Of the business money. And that was really all I am
That's it. So
for.
You get two tablets back. Very good. I'll issue an order within 5 days. Now you have a counterclaim. Let's hear about it fast.
A counterclaim is for a car payment for the last month we had the car. We had a business car together.
Just a second. When was it purchased?
It was purchased the third week we were in business, so February.
No. Purchased February of 2018.
Yes, Your Honor.
In whose name?
Zachary's name.
And who insured the car?
Zachary.
So it's his car, his name, his loan, if there is a loan against the car, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And now we're 4 weeks later, and you tell me what you want.
The reason why I want the last month of the car payment back is because Zach and I, it was a business car, Zach and I both paid half for the car up until our split March 29th.
Let me explain something to you. You're only in business for 6 weeks.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. You see the way I said to him, next?
Yes, Your Honor.
Next.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
While you had the car for business, did you sit in the car?
Yes, Your
Yes.
Honor.
Okay, good. Then it was used for business. Now it's not used for business. Do you still have the car?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very good. I'm glad you have the car. You get two tablets. I'll cut you an order. Anything else? Are we done here? Perfect.
No, Your Honor.
What?
Your Honor, also I'd like to counterclaim for slander.
Slander is saying something to someone else that's not true. I don't see someone else here.
Yes, Your Honor.
So
I have proof, Your Honor.
I would love to see admissible proof. Okay, good.
Your Honor.
Shh. Speak not. Whatever you, since there's not a witness here, this is not proof of slander. This says that two people screwed each other over in business. That's what it says.
Your Honor, that business associate won't work with me any longer.
Okay, well, okay, we're done. Two tablets. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Out of our profit that we made in March, he spent $968 of the $1,220.
I did get the tablets and the printer. However, Zach also had to take the business car, $3,000 worth of e-commerce products, and the majority of the clients.
That we earned, and I did all of the work. He didn't do anything for the month of March and completely stole $968.
We're going to be competitors because I don't think after you break the kind of trust, you can go back.
Well, some friends in business mix, but if I'll tell you one thing, never trust anybody and always have business contracts.
It is silly, but you know, business is silly.